AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. An American proposal to end the war in Ukraine puts the country in a delicate diplomatic position, caught between placating its most important ally, the U.S., and not capitulating to Russia, its much larger neighbor that launched a full-scale invasion nearly 4 years ago. The 28-point peace plan was crafted by the Trump administration and the Kremlin without Ukraine's involvement. It acquiesces to many Russian demands that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has categorically rejected on dozens of occasions, including giving up large pieces of territory. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke today to Zelensky.
All matters to do with Ukraine must be determined ultimately by Ukraine. Now, we all want a just and lasting peace. That's what the President of America wants. That's what we all want. And so we need to work from where we are to that end. But the principle that Ukraine must determine its future under its sovereignty is a fundamental principle.
Zelensky said his country needs a peace that ensures Russia does not invade again. Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 school children and 12 teachers. A federal judge's 223-page opinion delivers a blistering account of federal agents using tear gas, rubber bullets, and other force against Chicago-area protesters and journalists, often without warning or justification. District Judge Sarah Ellis filed the opinion after reviewing body camera footage that she says repeatedly contradicts federal officials' sworn statements and reports. Torrential rains drenched part of Southern California, leading to new flash flood warnings following earlier storms that put the region on a track for near-record November rainfall. K-pop Demon Hunters is one step closer to another golden moment, the Oscars. The Netflix phenomenon is among 35 films featured eligible for the Animated Feature Film category at the Academy Awards. This is AP News. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the Supreme Court is meeting with a high-profile case on the agenda.
President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
Pope Leo opened a virtual meeting with American Catholic young people by revealing a closely held pontifical secret. He uses a different Wordle start word each day. Leo divulged his strategy for the popular New York Times online game before fielding questions via video conference about artificial intelligence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.